And I wondered if anybody else was in the same boat as me, maybe got an email on Saturday about something solar eclipse related that they may have, you know, purchased online. Is that what happened to you? Good morning.
Okay. Hey, you know what? On that internet thing, yeah. I got the same thing through Amazon.
Yeah. Did you get an email?
Yeah. I got it on Saturday, and I had ordered it like a month ago.
What'd you get?
I got a camera filter.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
So they're going to give us our money back, but if there was any shipping, I guess we lost the shipping.
Yeah, and now it's too late to even get anything.
Right. Well, so you were going to take some pictures with your camera of the thing, and that probably cost a little more money. See, mine was like $13 for 10 of those eyeglasses.
Yeah.
Wow.
It makes me mad. I was like, you know, I get this email on Saturday. I'm like, what the heck?
I know.
They could have said something weeks ago.
In a way, it's kind of bittersweet because I'm glad that someone is looking out for me, the consumer.
Right.
But at the same time, it's like, dang, how easy is it to get duped? You know what I mean?
Uh-huh. When you said that, I thought, I'm not the only one.
I think what is different about the glasses that I ordered online, and I didn't see where they were manufactured in the description, but they were, and a lot of things are made in China. But I went to a local business, and I got some glasses for my family that were made in, like, Bristol, Tennessee or something. You know, and they can check with the manufacturer and say, yes, that really does meet that certification. I think what Amazon was doing was trying to cover their bases so they don't have a lawsuit going on. So anyway, that's what happened to me, and I'll have this all on my blog so you can take a look at the imposter glasses and the real glasses. Just one of the other crazy factors going on here.